Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
I'm so worked up during worship. By the time I get here, I don't know about you, I've gone miles already. So you pardon me and say, what's happening to Pastor Jeff? He's so hype, you know. I got already that fan.
Let's go.
Come on. I got already the fan. And Brother Bob already put on the air conditioning, so you might have to put your own jacket, okay, and all of that. But today we're turning a new chapter in our BEP, our Bible Engagement Project. We're taking a new lead, you know, and instruction. And Pastor Redon, you don't believe, nothing happened by coincidence, because I did preach about Lazarus on the final Sunday I left the Philippines, and BEP this week will talk about him because he showed up for Jesus. So let me do this. I'm going to assign you, yeah, just stay there. Anytime in the preaching you feel like releasing the word up, you know what that means? We'll teach the rest of the house today. When we say word up, be ready, because you are to reply, show up. The word up for today, so let's practice.
Word up, show up.
With a little standing to run around. Come on, let's get some energy in the house, okay? Ready, go.
Word up, show up.
Wow! That's practice. People, who think church is boring, guys? You know, yeah, NBA has to take a second-class role. Something happening. There is just madness in the house for God. I don't know about you. In the sense of crazy, seeking after the Lord, and when the word and when the song and the line goes to the song and say, your goodness is running, it's running after me. My head started turning around. I was singing, your goodness is overtaking me. So you see the goodness following you. Now the goodness of the Lord, you start chasing. That's the presence of the Lord. And that is the whole story of Zacchaeus. Because he was there not just to show up, but he was there to chase continually, because he has been over. I'm actually going ahead of the sermon. I'm going you the whole idea, one big idea of this whole message today. He will, as a shepherd, he will run after you. If everyone here is the 99, and there is one out there, he's going to run after that one, right? You understand? But when he got a hold of that one, you know, he will overtake and you will keep on chasing. So you guys that had been caught already, you're chasing God. You're chasing the word of God. You're chasing the presence of God. That's why you can't stay at home on Sunday. You got to be here. You're chasing something which God has for you today. First, let me start with opening you to Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 14. In your Bible study this week, you're going to encounter this verse again. But just to put things in perspective, in the whole general concept of what it is to seek and find the Lord, says this. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look to me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you. Right? Says the Lord, I will end your, watch this, I will be found by you. I will end your captivity. I will restore your fortunes. If you want to preach on something, this is already the outline. Okay? So catch the bullet points right there, okay? So one more time, it says, I will be found by you. I will end your captivity. I will restore your fortunes. Anybody lost something? Hallelujah. Gotta be restored. Anybody stolen? You feel you were cheated? Oh, yeah. God will restore, okay, your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nation where I sent you. We're exiled of heaven right now because the time has not yet come, you know. But we will see the gathering of the nation. So one nation at a time. So today we acknowledge one nation today to their language. That is the way we honor the Lord, by its language, because in the day in heaven, it says that from every tribe, nation, language, and tongue. Okay. And so with that said, I will send you and bring you home again to your own land. That last phrase, I will bring you home. Would you shake hands to your neighbor and say, you're home. Right here. Come on, take your time. So let's practice being home before we get to heaven. He's gone home, you know. Watch your text messaging, because sometimes it's confusion. He's gone home already. What? Gone home. Well, you know, well, for now, Heights Worship Center is home, okay? Where you belong, all right? So let's get the clear. But his whole verses and statement begin to talk about the concept of God's heart on what is the desire and plan of the Lord that he wants to implement, hallelujah, on earth today. That's why he has ambassadors. He has speakers. He has teachers. He has servants to carry on the message. And you're hearing this because you're a trusted ambassador and servant of God to carry this message. Zacchaeus pursues Jesus. So when we see Zacchaeus pursuing Jesus, we see here that he has to show up. Okay? And show up is what? Now you have to be quick. Okay. First place he showed up to meet and greet Jesus. How did that happen? I leave you to read the rest of the chapter. I'm picking out the verse that would be able to amplify our story this morning. Reading verse 3 to 4, Luke chapter 19, verse 3 to 4. Okay, look at my fingers when I'm reading them. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short. Okay, too short. To see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree beside a road, for Jesus was to pass that way. Four things that allowed this man to have a thirst and hunger for the Lord, that he showed up wherever it takes. He saw it an opportunity to be able to meet and greet Jesus, so he has to and tell your neighbor, thank you for showing up today. Come on. Thank you. I know how hard the day was yesterday, the whole week. You have a good excuse, actually, to stay at home today. Real good excuse to stay at home. Hey, but the word up again, but. Pastor Adon, I think we got to go crazy for this word show up for a little while, because there are a lot of things. May 4 is coming up. Better show up on that day, because that is something, hallelujah, because that is something we just totally, we're hitting several targets at the same time. You unbelievable how the Lord is leading this church. We trust our leadership in how they be able to think through things way ahead. And there will be people, watch this, there will be people that will
show up.
No more word up, okay? We're cutting that short. And when they show up, you gotta be ready how to just lock them in into the kingdom. Today, this week, June referred us to a mechanic. He happened to be Egyptian. And soon as the gift of the Lord came about and payment came, hallelujah, with such a wonderful gift to Jesus, you know, in being able to pay the repair. And he express a few things around. Holy said, we want to pray for you. Not only prayed for him, he accepted Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, next time you come, you might not have to pay me. I don't know what that means, you know. But I said, wow. One soul won. Amen. Hallelujah. And there were several John the Baptist because, you know, the way has been prepared. We just showed up for this guy for the moment of our need to meet his need. Amen. So that's a chain reaction of something, and Zacchaeus modeled that. So she has to be there. First, he had a desire to get a look at Jesus. If he had a phone, he might like to, Jesus, I want to have a selfie with you. But then he said, oh, Jesus, I can't take a selfie with you. I'm too short. If I do the selfie, I take the whole crowd. I don't get to see you. But he tried to get a look. He wanted to have a real FaceTime with Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus face to face. By the way, the words face to face, you want to have to see Jesus. That's a whole theology of Jesus at the center of the message. That in the heart's desire of Zacchaeus, at this moment in time of his life, he wants to see Jesus. Now watch this. There are same Zacchaeus out there. They don't want your reasoning. They don't want your thing, your opinion. They just want to see Jesus in you. They want to see Jesus in you. Regardless, whatever that is, your opinion, your way of thinking, or whatever, in things of this life, they want to see Jesus in you. There are Zacchaeus out there that just want to see Jesus. My prayer this morning, that they see Jesus in you. They see Jesus in you tomorrow. They see Jesus in you wherever you go. Number two, he tried to run ahead with, you know, to catch up. I see that as an energized expectation. He was there to put some energy into his expectation to be able to see Jesus, right? And for that reason, he has to try to run, catch up, and be able to exert effort. So serving the Lord, a lot of effort. Serving the Lord, a lot of energy. Worshiping here today, you know, you can't sit down just kind of, another song. No. You get engaged into God's presence, you put energy. So when we go up here and start worshiping the Lord, you know, it's not because, it's got to be joyful and alive and all. We have to put energy, effort, because we're engaging with a divine being. We are engaging our spirit. We're not just engaged in our body to worship. We are engaging our spirit. And when our spirit takes action, the body follows. Okay. And so he ran ahead. Number two, three. And then he put another extra effort. How many of you want to have credits in heaven? Credits in heaven, reward in heaven. You have to put in some extra effort. Teacher, can you give me extra credit or extra work so I can get extra credit or something? You do that. You want extra credit? Show up for May 4. Again? I'm getting paid here for this May 4 thing. Okay. I got my little scorecard, right? For the effort, really, really digging into the May 4 event, because then the next big event, I suppose, would be the 5-day club in the park. And then the next big event would be our anniversary, Light the Night, and then Christmas. You see all of those places throughout the year where you need to mobilize the whole community to show up. And so we see here, he climbed the sycamore tree. I have phobia with that. I fell from a water buffalo, broke my arm. I fell from a wall trying to climb a tree, broke both of my arms. So try to climb a tree another time. Let me get a ladder. In those days, no ladder, guys. So, you know, I'll tell you the whole story. And by the way, when I broke both of my arms, that's when I started doing 24 hours worship. Because in order to repair my arm, my broken arm, they have to straighten it up. And so lying in bed for 1 week, they hang my arm to a bar. So I was worshiping the Lord for 1 week, steady with both arms, looking to the ceiling. No, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my healing. After 1 week, you know, so you see, this arm both broken, but now it's straight. Yeah. So when reading that and say, oh, no, not me, I won't be climbing. But Zacchaeus did. The reason being that was a barrier to his objective. Any barrier before you, you got to climb it. You got to cause. So we, Lord, move this mountain. Oh, not too soon to move the mountain. Maybe the Lord wants you to climb the mountain. The challenge that is before you, that you take it so that say, Lord, I know this burden that I'm carrying right now. I know this load is too heavy for me. But if this load is to teach me something, help me to learn. Help me, help my character not only to be developed, but be like you or after you. So he climbed the sycamore tree, not just for extra effort, but to take the load and the burden and the challenge of the barrier that he can be over that situation. How many of you have just different challenges in your life right now? Jesus, I ask, not only the extra effort, but the empowering of the Holy Spirit be upon your children supernaturally right now, Jesus, that they will not only be able to take this challenge, not only be able to take this burden, but overcome it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And for a reason that says there, Jesus is passing this way. That was strategic positioning. Back to May 4, strategic positioning. We are positioning ourselves for the great harvest of many souls. So whenever church has an event, positioning ourselves for harvest of soul. So when you engage, when you volunteer to do something for the Lord, you are positioning yourself for the harvest that is about to come. You are expecting something that Jesus, not only people will show up, but Jesus will show up. God's presence, God's miracle working power is going to manifest amongst us. And so we can see that Zacchaeus, in spite of the crowd, in spite of the situation of the barriers that is before him, you know, he needed to be able to go there and show up and meet and greet the Lord. So we say, okay, show up. Number two, show up to connect. Let me read verse 5. When Jesus came by, he looked up to Zacchaeus and called him by name. Wow, Zacchaeus is famous. Jesus knew him. Wow. Maybe he's famous for the wrong things. Whew, that's hard. Jesus came by. He looked up to Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today. Wow, what a way to have a meet and greet. You know, this is where Jesus overtook Zacchaeus. He ran after Zacchaeus, but it was Jesus who made the initiation of being able to look up to him on top of the tree. He came to look for Jesus, who overtook Zacchaeus. Jesus, looking at him first. That has to sink down to you. The eyes of Jesus is upon you always. You haven't lost your way. You just need to find Jesus when you miss out. Okay? He allows U-turns, not all in the traffic, you'll get a ticket, okay? But begin to understand that when you come to the loving arms and grace of Jesus, He will give you an opportunity to make the turnaround. And so this was the overtaking of Jesus. He wanted to climb the tree because he wanted to get a good look at Jesus. But actually, Jesus knew. And Jesus was the first one to initiate. Don't take that lightly. Everything that happens in your life that you need God, he initiates the first move for you. You just have to discern God to understand how he operates in your life. That's why when we study the Bible, when we pray, that creates intimacy to understand the heart of God, to understand how God functions on your behalf. In spite that we don't get to notice him to do that. So Jesus came by, look up to Zacchaeus. So for what reason you think he came by to look for Zacchaeus? Because Zacchaeus has an opportunity of a lifetime that Jesus knew. He knew what is up to for that day for Zacchaeus. So here was Jesus looking up to today for many lost people that are there. So the story of Zacchaeus, you know, translate that to your neighbor. Translate that to your circumstances outside the church. So my good neighbors this week went to Las Vegas. And the dog Rex escaped in the compound. Right? So Mr. Jimenez said, Pastor, Rex got out. I said, okay, I'm a cool guy, so I understand what I need to do, right? Yeah, okay. Well, oh, there's a phone number, right? Okay, call the phone. Show up to find where Rex is. It turned out that the barrier became an opportunity. You know why? I was about to shake hand with the lady by the name of, Olivia. I said, oh, no, I have a cold. Opportunity to pray. I have a cold. You see those signs? You get those tingling. Ding. I have a cold. Ding. Holy Spirit. That's how you create sensitivity. And when you are sensitive to the things of God, he gives you more opportunity. Not closed doors. Open doors. Oh, okay. So we converse. Can I pray with you? Let me pray with you and receive Jesus, your healer. Prayed, accepted the Lord, sinner's prayer. And when I got Rex back home, I said, Rex, you're an evangelist today. Wow. You know, that neighbor has been there forever. But Rex jumped the barriers for us so we can be a witness. And guess what? They're musicians too. The other guy was playing drums. So the mission is unfinished. Okay. These are the things that when you begin to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, he looks to you back and begin to open doors of opportunity for you to see him, to see his way. So we could see on how the Lord allowed him right away to connect. That's the reason why when you show up to meet and greet God in his word, in his presence, he will be there to initiate connections for you. You need connections. Learn how to connect with God first. So if you can connect with the divine, how about easy principle to connect with natural, right? Divine, to connect with the divine is spirit. The natural conversation, words. But if you know what it is to connect with divine, he will give you the wisdom and favor and open the door to connect in the natural. And so with this, we can see that he was able to connect. Zacchaeus was able to connect with Jesus because...
Show up!
He showed up on the tree. First, he has to show up on the streets. Then now he has to show up on the tree. Boy, this is a good spot. So that when Jesus turned and time, he can show up on the tree for you. That's a home run, guys. And the blue lights. Mike, thank you for the blue lights. It's there to shine because that is the tree where Jesus has to be there for you. So if you are climbing a tree right now, now you understand because Jesus showed up first for you and me on that tree. So better show up. Better show up for the things of God because he was the first one who showed up for you there. So better show up on some tree. For now, you're just showing up in your neighborhood. You're just showing up for your job. You're showing up on May 4. Okay. You understand now, May 4, that's our thing. People has October 6, January 7. We got May 4. There you go. Am I talking? People are smiling at me. You understand my language. Later, what was that you said, Pastor, about dates? I'll tell you after the service. Okay, so here he connected. So Jesus came and looked and called him. Oh, I'm my heart is melting when he said, called him by name. That is so, in you know how many millions of names? No, I'm never good at names. So I have a good excuse. Sister, brother, daddy, mommy. Sometimes it's there, but mommy, brother. So now, oh, that's pastor. Okay. Ate, kuya. You have the, if you can call them by the first name. But Jesus calls you by name. Amen. So when he was saying at the cross, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. He was actually saying your name. He was actually in advance saying your name. You're forgiven. Tell your neighbor, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. And with the realization or that I am forgiven, the realization that I am forgiven, we have better, what? In the realization we are forgiven, better show up. Again, show up for Jesus. Do not be ashamed of Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation. Was he ashamed up there? No. He was not ashamed of you. Father, forgive them. Was not ashamed of you. Because he wants to call you his own. He wants to call you his child. He wants to call you his family. That's why we adopt the heart of Jesus. We're a church family. We want to be a family that would embrace one another in the love of Jesus. We're reflecting that love. So when you read stories that, and he called to be able to see that Zacchaeus was called by name was not just only a close encounter of some kind of being able to meet Jesus, but it was something to connect with him for eternity. And he said, "We're quick, come down." And he gave instructions, say, why that he has to come down. Because Jesus, again, not only initiating eye-to-eye connection, not only initiating to connect by calling him name, but he gave him instruction on how to follow with his connection. Jesus initiated, you know, a spiritual meeting that has to take place. So the name was natural to call. Because if, hello there, if Jesus was Filipino, you know what Jesus would do to Zacchaeus? Psst. Psst. But good thing, he was not Filipino. So he has to call Zacchaeus by name. And when he gave it, he said, come down. Because Jesus has a plan installed already. And we need to be in humility to come down to earth. To be down to earth with Jesus for everything that we have. When you say that the scripture is, that you are practical, So is with the scripture. It's practical to be able to meet you at the point of your need. So you lay down everything you have and just be able to say, okay, here's everything on top of the table. Here's all that I have, Lord. I have no agenda now when I come to follow you. So whatever Zacchaeus had in his life, he has to come down to level up with Jesus. We need to level up in the terms of scripture. We need to level up in the term of the spirit. And that's why he has given us the body of Christ, the church. This is home run. We level up serving one another. We level up serving before we really can know what it is to serve other people. This is your practicum right here. We practice serving one another, praying for one another, loving one another. So do it quick. Quickly come down. Wow, there was no excuse. Can I do it next week? Another excuse, let me pray for it. Oh, that's old stuff. It won't work anymore. That's why I keep pushing being able to show up. What?
Show up!
We show up for May 4. Again, there we got to show up for May 4. Okay, so now you whatever is there, you just have to say, and don't try to die on May 4. Postpone it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm having a family conversation with you, you know, so I'm just. But then Jesus said, could you imagine Jesus inviting himself? I must be a guest in your home today. Wow, what a forceful inviting himself. How dare you, Jesus? You know, for him to, not only that he has this idea of this encounter, but for him to say, I must. The big word there in the scripture, he said, I must be a guest in your home today. No alternative. There was a forceful word of invitation to connect. There are things that when we follow the kingdom, the new life in Christ, that is non-negotiable. No if and no buts. Just to be able, yes, Lord, I'm ready to obey. Yes, Lord, I will be there. Yes, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I must be a guest. It was a doorway. So later on, Jesus cannot just be a guest at his house. Jesus will have permanent residence in house, his house. So you see that progression happening, because then when the word says salvation has come to this house, that made residency. That made the permanent occupancy of the presence of Jesus in the life of Zacchaeus. So I must be a guest in your home today. You see how important your house is? Take note of that. Jesus wants to be your guest at your home. Is Jesus invited? Yeah. I need some hands raised. Is Jesus invited? Yeah. Yes, Jesus! Lord, you're not just invited when I need healing. Lord, you're not just invited when I need financial solution. Lord, I'm not just invited. You're not just invited if I have a problem. You're invited 24/7. Lord, I want for you to have a permanent residence. You occupy my house. If there is a time more needed in America, we need to revitalize what it is to let God occupy our physical, geographical homes with the word of God, with the presence of God, that when people would come to you, they would know that there is Jesus. They would know that your place is a house of refuge. Because time will come, just like when the pandemic happened, you're not able to come to church. That was a little rehearsal. So now, if there is no gas, no way to be able to, you know, move around because everything is disrupted by things, but your house, you have Jesus in your home. You can have church in your house. We can have not only the streaming, not only the things that we do, but you yourself. Because you have that encounter, you have that connection with Jesus. Throughout the times, we need to be ready and be prepared to turn our homes to be a house of refuge for others. But first, you have to make Jesus welcome. You have to make him welcome into your home. Thirdly, he's not only there to be able to show up, meet and greet, to show up, to connect, but he has to show up to the challenge. And the challenge is reading verses 6 and 8. Zacchaeus quickly came down. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. Look at that description. But the people were displeased. He has gone to be guest of a notorious sinner. They grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half of my wealth to the poor, Lord, and I have cheated people on their taxes. I will give them back four times as much. So the challenge was not only to respond, to go back quickly to the call that Jesus gave him, but then he took Jesus to his house and said, this is my address, Lord. He opened his identity. He gave his social security, his cell phone number, and his ID to Jesus. All right? I need for you to realize that if it was this day, that's what Zacchaeus did. So he exposed, that's the word. When you invite somebody, somebody is welcome. You invite me and I'm welcome to your home. That means I'm welcome to your refrigerator. You understand that? When you welcome me, Sister Sunny nods her. Yeah, Sister Sunny knows. Okay. You know, that means I'm welcome to your refrigerator. Okay. And that's exactly what happened. So Zacchaeus laid bare. Lord, I'm an open book to you, Jesus. Come to my house. I want you just to clean up the whole mess of me. I'm going to show you where all of my dry bones, somewhere in the closet, skeletons, just dig it all in. So when he came to see and come to his house, and he did that description, excitement and joy. He was not ashamed. After all, when Jesus called him by name, he knew everything about me. That's the only clue he needed. And so he said, come to my house, because he was an open book. But not only come to my house, bring the good news. Bring the healing word. Bring deliverance. Bring everything that you need for me to know. Because he showed up there into that challenge. And for that reason.
Show up.
Woo! So here we go. God is showing up in your house today. You ready? You're ready? So today when you get home, dads and mom, just take the doorpost of your house. Bless my home, Jesus. Yes. At the doorpost, bless my home. Cover it with your blood. Yeah. Every time you get out to go to work, lock the door, whatever. Bless my house, Jesus. Cover it with your blood and all. Make it a part of your lifestyle. In understanding that God is in residence with you. Not in a physical way. You are the permanent temple. You are the permanent residence of Jesus in your heart. But taking the story to an application where you can see, wow, when Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus to the house, this is what I'm going to do to apply it in my own life. So there he go, that when he showed up for the challenge and Zacchaeus stood before the Lord. Look at the line of the verse. After he brought Jesus to the house, I need to say this. When you are doing really well, people are jealous about you. When you are just being blessed by the Lord, people throw rocks at you. just envious because it is God making you bless, okay? But take your composure on how to handle that episode of your life, because when Zacchaeus had Jesus in his home, everybody around him was not happy. You don't deserve to have that favor from the teacher. You don't deserve. They made judgment over you, but not Jesus. See, that's the whole essence of how you want to be able to keep your perspective straight. Because the very judge himself who took your blame, all of the things that you're supposed to suffer, he nailed it. Is that a two-word play? Jesus nailed it. Your sin, he nailed it. So why are you trying to take it back? Come on. Because if you try to take it back, you nail him back again. All right? So you nailed and confess your sin. Don't take it back. Live right before the Lord. So that's pretty hard to take back. You have to climb and need a ladder. But we can see how that just progression of how the Lord was bringing a message to us for this day. So when we see that he was up for the challenge, then the effects, the result of connection, the result of acquaintance, knowing person to person, the very Savior himself, not just as a teacher, he stood before the Lord and said, he made a public confession of what he needs to do as a person. Number first, he said this, he was defining his wealth by giving it away. He was defining the blessings that he has received and gave it away. That means when you do that, you can be trusted with more. So not only because you're doing that for your tithes and offering that you do, boy, this is a good spot, sister. When you read the giving statement, that's it. Okay. Whatever you have, when you give it to the Lord, you just define why it belongs to him in the first place. He just allowed you to be the disposer. Okay, it goes there to the payment of the van. It goes there for the payment of this and that. It goes there for the blessing of this and that. I just want to say that. Whew. You are so generous in blessing us, Pastor Don, myself, as your leaders here, in many ways, you have invested in the kingdom and has blessed us with many of those gifts and blessing, and we honor the Lord. Can we give a hand of praise to Jesus? The way you have undertaken for us is beyond our imagination, and how you step into the moment of our need, especially for this number of years. You know, when I have to go back to the Philippines, you know, the church just stepped in to be able to do that and help us, and because of that, you know, we didn't have to be stuck in worrying about things, but rather think more about the kingdom of God. So with that, God is saying, yeah, I can trust you, Hacienda Heights. Let's start from painting on the walls. Ah, yeah, Hacienda Heights, I can trust you. I can give you an LED screen. Yeah. I can trust you, Hacienda Heights. I can extend your stage. Watch this. I can extend your stage. That's a prophetic stage. There will be stages that we will occupy in the world. Stage, the metamorphosis. See, when I said the word stage, this was not the stage. My hand, my motion was this, but I'm speaking about the metamorphosis that takes place in the kingdom of God. To where is the next stage? Stages. Are you getting the message now? So when you step into the stage of God, be ready to take the next stage, the next stage, the next stage, until you get to heaven. We're in more stages right there. You're there. You have arrived, right? But right now, you have to practice to take baby steps. to take those stages of growth, maturity, spiritually, practically. So, wow. So, Zacchaeus' riches was defined by giving it away. But not only that, by acknowledging the wrongdoing and making it right. I think that's a true demonstration of repentance, not only remorse, but a true repent, not only to be able to say sorry, but to be able to make things right. And when you make things right, it takes effort. And wow, what a way to be able to gain the trust, okay, of the people that might have been wrong or offended. As long as you make it right with Jesus, okay, that's the whole issue that we want to see how God would want to do it in your life. So by giving back what really belongs to God. So when he was giving all of that back, he was not giving it to people. Huh? He was giving it to Jesus. So when you're making things right, you're making things right with God. So imagine, I'm making things right with Jesus when I make it right with people. That's it. You know, so nobody loses face. Yeah. It's okay to lose face with Jesus. Yes, I'm sorry, Lord. It's all right. Because he's not going to condemn you. Okay. Lastly, here we go. So as much as he showed up to the challenge and overcame, he showed up in his presence. Show up in his presence. Let's read Luke 9:19, verse 9 and 10. This would be the last verse. This would be the last verse, but I have a few more verses. I'm looking at the clock, so we'll be out of here by noon time. Okay, show up in his presence. Here we go. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home. This man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. Wow, what a discipleship. Quick, fast track. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. You know how this, in every step, we see how Zacchaeus stood up for God, showed up for Jesus at this moment. This time, not only he was standing, showing up for Jesus, but now he has to receive the declaration on how Jesus is planning to stand for Zacchaeus. So all of the above was Zacchaeus showing up for Jesus. This last point, Jesus showing up for Zacchaeus. How many of you wanted Jesus to show up to you? Come on, keep your hands raised. Hallelujah. Jesus, I begin to understand that we are in crossroad of many issues of life. But at this point of time, when we cry out to you, you know in advance, because you are our Heavenly Father, you will be ready to show up for us. We receive this as a promise. We will not be alone. You will be there for our advocate. You will be there for our case. You're going to be fighting for us, Lord, and you're going to rally our case in Jesus' name as you did on the cross. We receive that right now. Amen. So three things. He responded, say, salvation. Salvation has come to this house. Let's just say, salvation has come to my home. Salvation has come to my home. We receive that. And as a result, you know, when you read Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved along with everyone in your household. The promise doesn't stop there. Joshua 24, verse 15. Then choose today whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is how salvation comes into your house. One more verse, Matthew 10, 12, 13. Watch this. Okay, read aloud with me. Ready, go. When you enter the home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is any deep theology with that? No. That's plain. You can give. Wow. You realize how powerful you are in Jesus? That's his promise. So God bless you. Don't take it lightly. You can, right? Because if the person's ungrateful, okay, and sometimes, Lord, just have mercy. We have enough mercy and grace. Have mercy, Lord. Maybe they will encounter your blessing at the next turn of the situation. But every time we go, meet people, we leave them the blessing. God bless you. Because we are the vehicle. So someone sneezed. Hachu! You. Thank you. Now you understand, right? And if you really are full of the Holy Spirit, every time you say that, say it with conviction. Because you'll never know how God, Yahweh God, Almighty God, blesses you. So now it's not you, but you're commanding God's blessing over people. So that is why salvation has come to your house. Salvation has come to this house. This is the house that is being blessed. My house, abode, dwelling, is just the beneficiary of this first house. That's why he makes sure there's food on the table and food in the refrigerator for the pastor when he comes and visit, so he can bless. Hallelujah. But that's when he comes to your house. Thank you for inviting Jesus to stay, to be in your house. Number two, this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. What an affirmation of heritage right away. Well, if that statement carries a whole weight on how the transference of the spiritual and natural heritage that for the generation to come. Read with me Romans chapter 4, verse 3. For the scriptures tells us, Abraham believed God, and God counted as righteous because of his faith. So if you have faith like Abraham, it's counted righteousness to you. So you're a child of Abraham too, by faith in same God, with the same covenant. So the blessing that was in Zacchaeus, not only for the salvation, but has shown the reality that he is a child of God, is yours as well. And finally, it says, for the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and save those that who were lost. Reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says this, for it is Christ's love that fuels our passion and hold us tightly. I underscored Christ's love that fuels our passion and motivate us. Okay, so what happened to Zacchaeus is the same thing that motivates us right now, because it's the same love, it's the same Jesus. What that so and convince us that he has given his life for all of us. This means all died with him, and for that reason, when we died with him, we lived in resurrection power with him. When we were singing the song, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That was kind of like the John the Baptist for the message today. Because Lazarus was seeking the Lord. Not only that the Lord heard, but he answered. Today you're here, you are seeking the Lord. The Lord is answering, and he will be found by you. Stand with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we have come to the family of believers. We have come to this house to agree in faith, believing that God, you are with us, and that you desire to remain and stay, that right now, we constantly seek you. We constantly pursue you. This week, we're going to study. And the rest, Lord, of the Bible Engagement Project throughout the week when we study, Lord, that's our way of manifesting our heart's desire to continually seek God, pursuing God so passionately, Lord, in a way that there is no distraction. Nothing will derail us from being able to constantly be faithful in following you. We'd like to make this commitment prayer right now. Say this along with me aloud together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for showing up to us when you died on the cross. And because you come to seek and to save that are lost, now it is our turn to join you in seeking those that are lost. We seek you first so we can seek others to follow you. I ask you now, by the Holy Spirit, create a hunger, desire, motivation to continually seek you, because nothing else matters. Our lives will be empty without you. So with this, we decree, we declare our need of you 24/7 in everything we do. Welcome to my house, Lord. Welcome into my life. I confess everything before you. I ask forgiveness for all the wrong things that I've done. And I will make it right with your help, with your strength. By your precious blood, I am forgiven. For this I give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.